Shalom and Chag Sameach. Today is Friday, the 23rd of December, 2022, and on the Hebrew calendar is Kislev 29. Hallelujah. This is the ninth month of the year, according to Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, is the Hebrew month of Benjamin, or the biblical month of Benjamin, the tribe of Binyamini. Binyamini means son of my right hand. Hallelujah. Remember the word Ben. Ben in Hebrew means son. Hallelujah. Remember that Rachel, when she was giving birth to Binyamini, she wanted to name him Benoni, which means son of, I've forgotten now. But Jacob quickly stepped in and said, no, his name shall be Binyamini. Hallelujah. This is the month that we need the strength of Yahweh and we need the peace. This month speaks of anchor in Yahushua HaMashiach and Yahweh. Remember, this month is preceded by the eighth month. The eighth month is the month of the Messiah, but the devil has turned it to the month of the anti-Messiah. Is the month that they regard, the kingdom of darkness regards as the occult month, the month of occultism at its highest level in the year. But we believe it's the month of the Messiah, the month of judgment and grace. That is the month preceding this month. This month is the month of peace, the month of anchoring in Yahushua. The Hebrew letter Samech is associated with this month. And this letter speaks of support, anchor, and to uphold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is a crucial month in which we are to arm ourselves very well against the devil's plans. This is the month in which our belief and holding on to the covenant of the Most High God is challenged greatly. Hallelujah. This month speaks of deliverance. Remember, a woman gets pregnant for 9 months and then gives birth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And interestingly, we read Jeremiah 30, 6 to 7 at the beginning of this teaching, which speaks of men holding their bellies. Men holding their bellies as if they are pregnant. This month, therefore, speaks of the season leading up to the holy rapture of the bride, but also the season generally leading up to the second coming of the one and only true Messiah, Yahushua HaMashiach, who is also known as Jesus Christ in the Greek Latin language. And it's important to know that the name Jesus Christ and every other translation of that name, including Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, do have expiry dates to be used without any negative effect. When the expiry date is the day of the rise of the anti-Messiah of Barack Hussein Obama to power as the one world leader, the fake man of peace, the fake Jewish Messiah, the fake Mahdi. Anyway, the list is long in terms of the titles he's given. He's given the son. He's also called the son of perdition, the man of lawlessness or Torahlessness. He is also the man of sin because he promotes sin and he hates the Torah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is the month in which to fight to hold on to the covenant of the Most High God. Because when the Greek Syrian Empire was challenging Israel and trying to take over the Holy Land, the first thing they did was to tell them that they must get rid of the Torah, and that nothing to do with the Torah is to be upheld or publicly expressed in the Holy Land. And if anybody was caught doing so, using the Torah as a guide and also doing what the Torah was saying, they were to be martyred. And the ways in which they were martyred were despicable, brethren. And exactly what happened then is what Obama is going to do in these end times. I had to pause this audio for a little while because I received an important phone call. So I've forgotten what I was saying before. So bear with me, brethren. There's so much to share regarding this season. I've not been able to share all this well, so I'm trying to catch up as fast as I can to the best I can in this little time I have. I need to go out, so I think I'm gonna make this my last audio for this recording. Now, as I was sharing before, the story of Hanukkah ties in with Jacob's trouble that is mentioned in Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 6-7. There's many things to focus on with regards to this Hanukkah festival. However, the main one is the issue of the victory over the Syrian Greek king who tried to Hellenize the nation of Israel during just some years before the first coming of Yahushua HaMashiach in human form. And interestingly, this is the festival of miracles, the festival of miracle of lights, and the festival of the miracle of oil. Now, how this comes in is, remember that during the Greek-Syrian Empire takeover of the Holy Land, they desecrated the temple, the temple of the Most High God, the second temple, which had been built by Nehemiah, who is also known as Zerubbabel, some years back. Now, as we all know, this temple took time to build. It wasn't easy to build. I've just remembered something I was trying to say earlier regarding the stone that Jacob put his head on to sleep overnight, brethren, because I'm now talking about the temple. I just wanted to say that it is my belief that the stone on which Jacob, Yaakov, placed his head upon and slept is most likely the chief cornerstone. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Because Yahushua said they had to really search for that stone to find it. And when they did, they placed it at the corner where it was supposed to be, that, you know, holds the building in place. And remember, in those days, as I said earlier, they did not use hewn stones or bricks or blocks. Rather, they used uncut stones. Hallelujah. And stones are very precious to Yahweh. This is why even when building the third holy temple, they are looking for stones in the Dead Sea. Stones that have not been touched by any metal. That is the secret, because Yahweh hates metal. Remember, the statue in Daniel talks about iron mixed with clay. The main reason as to why the Roman kingdom is hated by Yahweh is because of their love and use of iron, metal. Yahweh does not want any metal used when building his holy house. Hallelujah. So this is why he sent a particular animal to help with the building of the temple. This animal has metal, some kind of special material within its mouth that is similar to metal. And Yahweh allowed it to exist during the time of Moses and in the time of building the temple after David died. And I believe Yahweh allowed it to come back again during the time of Nehemiah And I would like to believe that he's going to allow that animal to come back again in these end times so as to make the building of the third temple easy. Even though the spot or the actual location of the temple is not David's town. It's not David's, I've forgotten the name of the place. It's not the original place where the temple was built in the days of King Solomon, Shlomo, and Nehemiah and Ezra. So that place where they're going to build the third temple is the place where the satanic temple had been placed many years ago. So anyway, moving on now, the temple was desecrated by King Antiochus. His image was placed in the temple. He started to sacrifice pigs within the holy place, which is the middle section of the temple. And he got rid of the daily sacrifice, which was, you know, done outside the temple on a daily basis, as mentioned in the book of Numbers. All this is on our website, brethren. But also, you can read the first book of Maccabees and the second book of Maccabees to get the full picture of what happened. Now, just as it was then, so will it be again. This time round, though, as we have shared, Yahweh has revealed prophetically that rather than sacrifice the pigs in the middle section of the holy place of the temple, it's going to be human beings, particularly children. So the issue of Moloch will begin all over again. Well, it's already in place privately, secretly now, though they've kind of put it out there through the Pizzagate nonsense. But it's going to be openly done, because Yahweh says whatever is going to be done has to disgust the Israelites so much. So much is going to be revolting to them, and that is what will make them to begin to see Obama as not the Jewish Messiah. They'll begin to understand that they've been lied to. I know somebody had a vision about Netanyahu being one of the first Israelites to recognize that Obama is a fake. He is not the true Messiah. Hallelujah. There's a reason why Netanyahu keeps coming back to office. He has a role to play in the future when Obama rises to power. Now, so that temple will be desecrated as well. I'm not sure yet what image will be placed in the temple this time round, in the Holy of Holies, but it is possible that it will be the image of Obama once again. Keeping in mind that the image of the beast has been well explained through certain people. Yahweh has revealed it will be the robots that we see now that are being promoted. Also, it will be someone else has expressed that every human being that accepts the mark of the beast will be an actual image of the beast, because they will look like him in the spiritual realm. And they will be acting upon his orders accordingly. They will be a monitoring spirit for him everywhere. They'll be his eyes, they'll be his ears everywhere. And this is why if you don't have the mark of the beast, it will be so easy for you to stand out, because you will not be acting robotic like the other people who have taken the mark of the beast. Remember that mark is going to be used like a remote control to be commanding people to do all kinds of despicable acts on earth, all kinds of sin. And this is why Obama is called the man of sin. So just as it was then, so is it going to be in these end times, but even worse, because we now have technology to control the world. What am I trying to say now as I'm rounding up this audio? Hanukkah celebrates the miracle of lights because the miracle of oil, because when the temple was being desecrated, they removed the Hanukkah, the menorah, the seven branch golden lampstand, which was there. There were, I think, 10 altogether, and several other holy instruments, and they were kept somewhere else. So the temple became dark. I don't remember what was replaced with it in order to see. Remember that the light that was in the temple was lit by Yahweh. Now, sometimes we ask, how come they managed to enter the temple and not die? This has been well explained by a gentleman whose name I've forgotten. I can share the video along with the audios, which explains very well that one question that we've never thought of asking ourselves. But that particular gentleman, Yahweh, led him to ask the question, and he got the answer. And the answer is that the glory had left the temple, Ichabod. The temple had become Ichabod. Because remember, in the days of Moses, you dare not step in the tabernacle. Even in the days of Solomon, you couldn't step in the temple. If you tried it, you would die, because once the Shekinah glory came down, the Shekinah glory came with fire. And anybody who tries anything nonsense, or even the enters unholy, would just be killed. So this second temple was messed around with because it had become Ichabod. Unfortunately, the glory of Yahweh had left. That's why they were able to gain access and do whatever they like. And the same thing is going to happen to this third temple that is being built in our end times. So the way they did the abomination of desolation, which is the human sacrifice, because everything that happened then, everything that is going to happen in the future is actually in the Bible. We just need Yahweh to point it out to us. There's a reason why Yahweh repeatedly emphasizes the issue of sacrificing children to Moloch. It's a very big deal in Babylon. And remember that Obama is the eighth king of Babylon. So he will promote Babylonian acts, and the main one being child sacrifice. Christmas is all about child sacrifice, brethren. That's another thing. And it's very interesting that Hanukkah this year is being celebrated for 8 days, the last day being Boxing Day on the Roman Gregorian calendar. We have a choice. Last year we were presented with a choice. Observe the Sabbath of Yahweh, which is Saturday, sunset Friday to sunset Saturday, or observe Christmas, which is pagan, heathen, demonic, satanic, and from the kingdom of hell. Christmas existed long before Yahushua HaMashiach, who is known as Jesus Christ, was born on earth in human form. It has always been around since the Babylonian Empire rose to power. So it has nothing to do with the Messiah. Basically, the Romans, who are also Esau, because they hate the Torah of the Most High God, they hate the covenant of Yahweh, and they want to challenge it. They came up with their own calendar, their own festivals, and they replaced Yah's festivals with their own satanic festivals. Now, they use Yah's festivals to do their evil, and they also use their evil festivals to do more evil, to promote evil by getting people to join in worldwide. So, brethren, you are faced with a choice this weekend. Either observe pagan, demonic Christmas that is taking you nowhere, is just inviting more demons into your home and life, or you observe Yahweh's Hanukkah that He has set apart for us. So we light the Hanukkah, which is the 8 or 9 branch golden, or like, it doesn't have to be golden, 9 branch candle stand for 8 days, 1 candle per day, to celebrate the miracle of light. Because when the temple was eventually restored after the battle against the Hellenistic Syrian Greek king Antiochus was won, after the battle was won and victory was received, everything was restored in the temple like before, including the menorahs, the 10 menorot, the 7 branch golden lampstands that had been there in the middle place, the holy place. And when it was time to light, there was only one problem. There was oil for only 1 day. Remember, it takes 8 days to make oil from olives. And they needed to celebrate, they needed to light. Remember, they had missed the festival of Sukkot. And Festival of Sukkot is just 2 months ago. So they decided that time to celebrate the Festival of Sukkot and the Festival of Hanukkah at the same time. And these two festivals are all about Yahushua HaMashiach, the light of the world. He was conceived at Hanukkah and born at Sukkot. Hallelujah. So he was conceived around November, December time and born around September, October time of the year. Hallelujah in Yahushua's name. So when they lit the menorah, the 10 menorot in the second temple after they had overcome the desecration of the temple, what happened was, when they put the oil and tried to light, Yahweh helped them to light. Remember, the first fire was always lit by Yahweh miraculously. And then they were worried. They didn't know what they were going to do the next day because they had run out of oil and they were in the process of making oil. But the oil had to wait till 8 days to be pure and ready to go. So what happened was Yahweh miraculously provided oil for 7 more days. Miraculously, brethren, the oil just appeared in the menorah. That's why we celebrate the miracle of oil, and the issue of oil is highly emphasized during this season. This is why we eat oily foods with particular emphasis on the sufganiyot, which is the donuts. We also eat a lot of sweet things because it's a sweet time of the year. It's a year of sweetness. Hallelujah. And we can also eat gefilte fish. We can eat latkes. We eat latkes as well. All these are fried things, brethren. And while we are eating those things, we say a blessing over them. And we also pray that Yahweh will fill us with his oil to overflowing. Remember, his oil represents the Holy Spirit in our lives. Hallelujah. Our relationship with the Most High God, which is supposed to grow from level to level, and is related to Psalm 91 verse 1, which talks about, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Hallelujah. So this, the word there is the secret place. And that is linked to Matthew 25. Unless you have enough oil and extra oil, you cannot be raptured to the heavens. This involves going into the secret place to draw more oil. It's not something you can do within a short time. You have to do it gradually on a daily basis. Learn to hear the voice of the Lord. Learn to discern the voice of the Lord from the voice of the devil. It can only be done in the secret place of the Most High God. So the miracle of oil is related to us and can also be related to Revelation chapter 6, which talks about the fact that oil was not and wine was not to be touched in these times when prices are going up, skyrocketing. So the light, remember, Yahushua HaMashiach was conceived in Miriam's womb as the word of Yahweh and then born as the light of the world. Hallelujah. But remember, the birth of Yahushua has nothing to do with Christmas. We can sing the carols around this time because we are also celebrating Sukkot, but we should not associate them with Christmas or even say Merry Christmas to anybody. We should not be saying Happy Christmas to anybody, brethren, because Christmas has nothing to do with the Creator. It's a demonic day. And whenever we say Merry Christmas, we are inviting the demonic spirits associated with Christmas. Santa or Father Christmas is the devil, as we've already shared, and the little elves that they keep making to look beautiful are fallen angels or demons that help Santa or Satan to promote the evil in the world. Remember, Revelation 12 says the devil has deceived the entire world. And John says that that the father of lies is the devil. Now, I encourage you to read John chapter 10. I think it's John chapter 10 that we see the Feast of Dedication mentioned and Yahushua actually celebrating it. And then I'll continue from here regarding Jacob's trouble and other things. So, shalom and hag sameach.